Hello and welcome to a breaking news edition of the End Zone Podcast. My name is Eric Jensen, of course, joined by my friend Christian Castain, and we just heard the news that Ezekiel Elliott's suspension has been upheld by an appeals court. So effective now, Zeke cannot play six games. He has the option to appeal it with another court if he feels that is needed, which one would assume he is, but that will probably take about 1 to 2 weeks, one would assume. So I'm just gonna say he'll probably be out for about 2 to 3 weeks. Chris, what does this mean for the Cowboys?
I don't believe it changes a whole lot with the situation because to be honest, their offensive line hasn't been playing that great, and we haven't seen Zeke play that well, and they're still nearly 500. I mean, they're 2-3. They're not 500, but they're playing 500 football. For me, I think Darryl McFadden and Alfred Morris will be able to take the load off of Zeke. I don't think it's gonna or take the load from him because if he's out six games, but their schedule's tough, and I see the same. I don't see that much of a difference with or without Zeke at this point in the season. What do you
Yeah,
think?
I think it really hurts Famo because he was just really starting to get warmed up and better at what he was doing. He definitely, you could see that he was struggling throughout the first few weeks, but especially against Green Bay in the second half and in the first half as well, he really started to get going again and look like the Zeke we saw last year. So it's incredibly disappointing as far as the Cowboy as something that has happened to the Cowboys. So where do the Cowboys move from here? What's the plan of action? Is this a lost season, or do you try to find someone on waivers, or do you try to make a trade, or do you just believe in the fact that Dak Prescott and this offensive line that seems to be getting a little better every week can win you 3 to 4 games without Ezekiel Elliott, and then when Zeke gets back, everything will be back to normal?
Well, in my opinion, it's not time to panic yet because it's so early or it's not the end of the season. I wouldn't make a trade at this point because I don't think that will make a difference. I think Alfred Morris and Darren McFadden will be able to, like I said, take the load with them. With it being those are two good running backs. They're not low tier. They're pretty good, and I think they're good enough with that offensive line being as poor as it has been. It's not been poor, but I mean, it hasn't played well up to expectations. And I think that between the two, they'll be able to do just enough to offset what Zeke would have done. That does not mean that Zeke would have been playing. Oh, that doesn't mean that we're going to win all these football games. That does not mean that. What do you think?
For me, I think that the idea of what was your question?
What do you think the Cowboys are without Zeke?
The Cowboys, I think, without Zeke
Or no,
are
should they make a move? Should they make a move, or what do you?
I don't know if the Cowboys should make a move or not. I think that they probably should keep Zeke. At the same time, there are things that, of course, you keep Zeke, but I mean, there's nothing else to really do except hope that Dak Prescott can win you all these games. And I, as a Dak Prescott believer at one time or another, have the belief that he will be able to step up a little bit. I don't think they're a playoff team, but I
I would
think
agree.
they're not gonna be the worst in the league. They're not gonna They're not going to be a 5-6 win team. They'll probably go 8-8 or 9-7 and barely miss the playoffs. But they're not a playoff team. That defense isn't good enough to make them a playoff team. Their offense has to be extremely special like it was last year to carry a defense that is that bad, minus DeMarcus Lawrence, to the NFC champ, to not the NFC championship, but to the playoffs in general.
Right. Well, what do you think about their schedule? Or I'll talk about their schedule. They play they're at the 49ers, at Redskins, versus Chiefs, at home, at the Falcons, at home versus the Eagles. That's a tough schedule, let's be honest. That's one of the tougher schedules
of
the league. Without Zeke, I see two wins. I really do.
I think you're absolutely right.
Toss-up in my eyes, and they're probably going to beat the 49ers, let's just be honest. The 49ers are a mess right now. They're getting better, but they're the best 0-5 team. Even without Zeke, because I think Darren McFadden and Alfred Morris are between the two, it'll be enough to offset Zeke being suspended 6 games, or at least for the next game. But moving forward, it's tough after the 49ers. What do you think?
Yeah, I could see the same kind of thing happening to the team. I think that the 49ers are a team they could lose against. And yeah, I think that it's a snag in the general scheme of things. And we'll just have to see how that turns out. But anyways, Chris, thanks for joining me on this breaking news report. You can find us on Twitter at Chris PSF and at Eric18Utah. And we may discuss a little bit more of this on tomorrow's show. Who knows? But if we don't, this has been your update, and we will see you tomorrow. Peace out.
See ya.